Blog Talk Radio.
Dude, if I didn't run the, if I was in charge, I would fire myself. I would we're talking, right? And I'm looking at the time because I'm gonna say, well, we got to get agent call, and it says 3 minutes left in the show. So when I booted everything up, I only set it for 15 minutes. So when you go on there, you're gonna see, you know, PWA World Cup wrap up, and then you'll see part two. So you'll get the opening, and then you'll get the part two. So, anyways, Mike, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go. We're talking about that first match, and AJ's going to call in any minute. So go ahead and give us the wrap up on that first match. I heard it, dude. After you told him, let's set the tone, and I heard Pantera, you know, and I heard the crowd pop, and then I heard Hustlin' by Rick Ross, and the people popped. I was like, oh, what's up? Every day I'm hustling. So that was a good move, bro.
But you know what was funny? But who was it was standing back there with Maligno when Rick Ross came on, and they go, "You coming out to hustle by Rick Ross?" And you know Maligno barely knows English. He was like, "I'm like, go 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 go."
He's like, "He just rolled with it." Hey, but it, you know, that's the thing. You want the crowd to be happy, so it popped. People heard that, like, dude. So they want to see who's coming out. So that first match really set the tone. I didn't get to see it, but I could hear it in the back. When there's silence, that's when you have to worry, because that's when you've lost the crowd or whatever. So that's what, you know, you don't want to. You don't want to hear silence. You want to hear that crowd up and roaring, and I can hear it from the back. But, Mike, our special guest is on the line with us right now, so go ahead and introduce him.
Hear the breaks of silence.
Listen. He is one half of the new PWA World Cup Tag Team Champion. This is the Samoan Shooter, AJ Monet. What's going on, AJ?
All right. Excuse the noise in the background if you happen to hear any. I'm in the gym getting it, unlike my freaking tag partner, Vito. You know, that guy, all he does is eat pasta. He should have his ass in the gym here with me. Some tag partner.
You guys are like oil and water. But it works because I don't know if it's you guys feed off of the anger you have toward each other, but it worked Saturday night to the point where you guys came up.
I try to get along with the guy. The guy is this. He's off the rails. Completely off the rails.
Mike.
I have to say, though, AJ, you were a little off the rails, hopping around, smacking him on his butt, like, yeah. And I'm like, man, this ain't cheating.
He was being a total jerk. I was trying to lighten the mood, you know, like lighten up a bit. We got this in the bag. I told him while we were warming up, these are such easy matches. Let's just go out there and have fun. And he's just ignoring me. So I'm like, all right, I'll find a way to warm you up.
Mike, can I just say something real quick?
Go ahead, man.
You know, first of all, after the first match, you know, that they had, because Jimmy Mayhem ended up teaming with Guyam, this is what I heard on the way back. but AJ, you know, I don't know if you listened to the opening, but you know, I was in the back. We're talking about how Eddie's good enough to let us use that little back break room, you know, so that we can get all the stuff together and write out what we need and pay people and stuff like that. So I was back there for most of the night. I came out twice. I can hear the people, you know, it was so loud that when I went out there. So when I walked out there, all I saw was Vito pick up Jimmy. Boom, give him a power bomb, and before he can even realize what happened, AJ must have been about 1,000 feet in there, and Bob got there last. I mean, I thought Jimmy was dead, so I turned around and went back inside. So real quick, AJ, talk about that. I mean, because you guys were prepared for La Flecha Fugaz and Guyam, and they threw Jimmy in at the last minute.
First off, I am always, always in the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
Now, touching on that, doggone Vito, so unappreciative, decides to chew my ass about the fact that I stole the win from him rather than thanks, Ooze, for freaking, for stamping.
Crushing Jimmy.
You know, for putting an exclamation mark on that and really putting Jimmy out. Jimmy's a big dude.
Yeah.
You think a freaking body slam is going to keep him out of the game? No, I had to put a freaking exclamation mark on that. In conjunction with that, I was making a statement. I was making a statement that we are a force to be reckoned with. We are a force unlike any other. We are a freaking powerhouse. We are freaking men of war. We might not get along, but when it comes down to getting the job done, no better fit individuals for that job. That's the statement I was making. This son of a bitch sweeps the rug right from under my feet and just starts chewing my ass about stealing the victory. Like, we're a team, dude. There is no stealing of the – every victory is our victory.
Yeah.
And if he can't see it that way, we're always going to have a problem.
Father, you were in the back in the room back there.
Yeah.
So you probably didn't see these two. They started brawling amongst each other.
I heard it
in the back.
I heard it, and I said, "What the heck is going on?"
He was being real.
Wait, AJ, hold on. This is before the finals.
Yeah.
We're back there fighting. I'm like,
that was between me and him. That was his nobody's business.
Yeah.
But he ran off and he popped off at the mouth and said something disrespectful. So I had to wake him up a little bit.
You did it in front of everybody. It was everybody's business. What are you talking about?
Well, Mike.
I didn't see anyone.
Yeah, luckily, you know, the way it is they fenced it off. So there's a door that leads from the office, you know, to where the guys are getting dressed and where the locker room is. So luckily I had a fence in between me. So when I heard all that commotion, I'm like, okay, Mike's handling it. Mike, handle it in the office. But I could hear what was going on. But, you know, that being said, it went, you know, they went to the finals. They did damage in the finals. I didn't get to see any of that match.
I have a really quick question.
Go for it.
Why is it okay for mofos to be walking around here talking about ooze this, ooze that, Mike ooze.
Yeah.
Yet you still, at the very second, the mere second, I say, forget about it. There's a problem that you have with that. But you can sit here and boost me all day.
Yeah.
Like, come on now.
But,
all right. You know
but
what?
But, Mike, they were able to pull it together and defeat a team that was – I saw Mikey O'Shea give somebody a sidewalk slam or whatever on the video. And then, you know, I didn't get to see the last match at all because it was just mayhem back there, for lack of a better term. So tell me a little bit about that finals.
I mean, it was the finals.
Vito, what happened. He should be in the gym. That's what it is.
Uh-oh.
He should be right here training with his endurance sucks. And I had to come and seal the deal for him. That's the truth.
Well, I will say this: I'm not gonna talk about Vito because he's not here to defend himself.
Yeah.
Maybe he has to get on the phone to defend himself because AJ is going hard in the paint. But
we could fight it out right here in the freaking cage during the match. Doesn't matter. I don't mind us beating each other up if it makes us that much better to go out here and dominate. But what I will not have is any form of weakness on my team. Vito needs to be in the gym. He's eating too much damn pasta.
Busy eating belly busters.
Well, let me tell you what happened before we go to break.
Go for it.
So I get in the ring to present AJ and Vito with the trophy. And who jumps in the ring but Boom Shasta?
Right.
And then he says that he doesn't, that they should have been in this tournament, he and his partner.
Well, that's Jimmy's brother.
Who's his partner? And here comes Jimmy down the aisle.
Yeah.
And Jimmy gets in the ring.
You got to have the ball in line.
That's
the opportunist. How convenient for you to just show up when the damn tournament is over and start bitching and moaning about your opportunity. You had an opportunity. If I remember correctly, it was an open invitation. That's how you promoted this thing. If I remember correctly, when you were discussing who's going to be in this tournament, it at first what was an open invitation. I didn't have a partner. Everybody else had their team solidified. Everybody else has had their team solidified for quite some time. I was wanting to be in a tournament, but at the same time, not having a freaking tag partner. Did we not talk about that, Mike?
We did.
Finally, you were like, you know, let me give Vito a call and see if he's down. Because last I checked, you guys were button heads. All right, well, Vito agreed. And so that's how our team got solidified very last second. So every other team was, you know, they were good to go.
They've worked together. Every other team pretty much other than Jimmy and
well, did we not?
Well, I mean, no. You guys, I'm talking about, you know, previous, before this. Other than Jimmy and Cayenne, everybody else has wrestled with each other.
Yeah.
You know, so you guys were putting you two together was unique. Because I saw was just chaos
amongst
both of you.
Here's the thing. Now, I mean, and this always happens. First of all, I'm inundated with calls before, but this is the first time, and I've been in this business for a long time, that my phone has blown up emails, messages, not only from people who want to know when the next show is, but from wrestlers. And I'll start naming names. Blood Eagle, Chaz Herrera, Aquaman.
All of us.
They're like, bro, I want to be a part of this. I have a tag team partner. I'm ready. You know, Alexander Vega, he called me. There was a whole bunch of different people that are like, bro, you know, we can defeat that team. How can we get in? Where do we have to go or whatever? So
okay. That
just goes. So can you and Beto get
the common denominator here?
Go for
the
it.
Common denominator being after the fact.
Yes.
Oh, you guys want to come in after the fact. All of these freaking opportunists that have not freaking paid their dues. They didn't put into this tournament as far as putting their bodies on the line, going two consecutive matches, hard freaking matches, 20 freaking minute matches. They did not do that, but they want to come after the fact. No, fall the hell in line.
Well, I will say this. Maybe it was in the heat of the moment, and maybe it wasn't. But Boom Shasta and
Blood Eagle
Gene
got
Man,
some unfinished business, by the way.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
somewhere down the line. But your next opponent, your Vito's next opponent, is going to be Boom Shasta and Jimmy Mayhem. Because you guys have to shut them up.
He doesn't deserve it.
They didn't, and you know what? They had no right coming in our ring. They had no right coming in our ring and disrespecting you guys.
Boom Shasta, Shasta like the freaking, like the soda can. That's Shasta. The only Shasta I know. Who the hell are you even talking about?
How can AJ even say that for Jimmy Mayhem to still be alive? After taking that powerbomb splash, he at least deserves a chance after surviving that or whatever.
By all means, of course. But like I said, Jimmy Mayhem was in the tournament. Boom Shasta,
yeah.
Shasta, freaking
yeah.
99-cent freaking soda can ripoff. That idiot. No, he was not even in the tournament.
Real quick, Mike,
they should not have disrespected us. So.
Sorry, Mike, but only because we're running up against the clock. We got 3 minutes. Let us know what the future is, Mike.
Well, like I said, we're We're going to check out some
You've already
some
seen
new
the
movies.
Future, Bobby.
Oh, no, I saw that, but I just want to know what
the
next show.
When our hands were raised, victorious. Forget about it.
You know, the good thing is, Eddie loves it. Eddie's like, I want you guys back.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're wanting back at the Metroflex. So, you know, let's see what we can come up with and see if we can come up with a date, you know, and run it back one more time at Metroflex.
Well,
I'm down.
You know, regardless of what anybody says or who gets along and who doesn't or whatever, there has been nothing but positive feedback. And that's just the truth, man. People are like, man, that was one of the most amazing shows that I've ever seen. And I think it was because who they had to go against. I mean, that first match and then to beat Mikey O'Shea and Sean Black in the finals just shows, you know, that it's legit. That PWA World Cup is legit. And that's sitting in the trophy room of AJ Mana as we speak.
Yeah, I'm right. Someone needs to talk to Vito. You know, first off, he needs to get his ass in the gym. He needs to let me lead this team. Let me lead this team to victory. All the time.
Hey.
Someone needs to talk to
him. Hey, the truth he speaks, man. I mean, you got to come and get it if you want it.
Hey, but you best better be able to back it up, AJ. I'm just letting them be known.
AJ, we're running up against the clock, so can you please give your social media, what you got coming up or whatever, so that people could come and see you? Because now they want to see AJ Mana in person. So give us that social media.
You can find me on all platforms, Facebook, Instagram, doggone Twitter, AJ Mana 101. That's AJ Mana 101. Pull up at Metroflex. Come train with me. Be war ready. If you want to be in this industry, you know, it's not about how good you are. It's about how you look. Someone needs to tell Vito that, by the way.
Hey, Mike,
if you train,
regardless,
you're going to look good wrestling. If you work out, then you're going to look good doing it. Come on now.
You know, regardless of what you know happened or what they say and what Vito and AJ, and all, it was a home run, bro. I mean, honestly, man, we got a lot of good feedback and people were
you're
everybody
welcome.
Went home happy, and that's what we want. So congrats to AJ Mana and to Vito Fratelli for taking that title. And like we said,
congrats to AJ Mana and Vito Fratelli. You're welcome.
That's like what I'm saying. That trophy's sitting in AJ Mana's trophy room. So the proof is in the pudding. So AJ, man, hey, a million thank yous for coming on. I know you're busy. We talked the other day and you said, hey, bro, I'm back in the gym already. I'm putting some size on. I'm going to be ready for the future and I can't be held down. So for that, my hat is off to you. Mike, give some last words for AJ and then get us out of here.
Carrying this team is hard work. That's why.
I've got to work his shoulders.
Well, AJ, I need you guys to keep it together. For a few more, you know, I want the fans to see more fans need to see how devastating.
You're gonna have to let him know who's leading this team, who his team captain is.
More
that's the
fans,
problem we're having right now.
AJ, more fans need to see you two together because regardless of how you get along, you guys work very well as a team, and you guys are devastating. So,
I agree.
I'm gonna need you to tone it down a little bit.
He can't.
This is for the fans. Tone it down a little bit. Could you please?
Vito be loose at the lips like them damn noodles he be eating, man. I don't know what to tell you.
That's it. Goodbye. Goodbye.
All right, everybody. For the people listeners, don't forget you can check out AJ Mana. He's at Metroflex Gym training. He's either defending his belt at Lucha Libre Alliance, and he is the first annual PWA World Cup Tag Team Champion. That trophy's sitting in his trophy room. AJ, make sure you take a picture with that so you can put it on your social media because the proof is there. AJ Mana, everybody, make sure you check him out on all social media. Thanks, my brother.
All right.
Thanks, AJ.
Deserves drive.
Whoo! You know what I felt like? This is what I felt like saying while he was talking. Hey, but you know, Mike, regardless, bro, I mean, you know, he comes out here and you can't deny it. I mean, they looked, we knew going into that tournament that was going to be, you know, like, for lack of a better term, like the number one seed. And they proved it, dude. I mean, they didn't go up against tomato cans. I mean, that was rough from the beginning all the way till the end. But props, I mean, even props to American Punk and Tony Reyes. I mean, that was a heck of a match. I saw that sidewalk slam from hell or whatever. So it was a battle. And even for Sean Black and Mike Yoshe to make it to the finals says a lot about that, right?
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, that was a battle. But you know what? We should have talked to AJ because AJ cost American Punk and Tony Reyes their match.
Oh yeah, because he walked out there.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, American Punk wasn't happy at all, bro. he wants to run it back too. Whether
so
it be attacking or singles, he wants to run it back.
If they can get past Boom Shasta and Jimmy Mayhem, is American Punk and Tony Reyes next in line?
They might be.
Dude, it's just going to keep going because I can guarantee you I'm going to get a text or a call from Kayam saying, hey, bro, you know, Fletch Fugaz and I are, you know, tag team champions ourselves. You know, we would like to redeem ourselves. So maybe we can have them against American Punk and Tony Reyes, and the winner takes on the winner of Boom Shasta and Jimmy Mayhem against the Vito Manas.
That sounds like the plan.
Hey, you see what I'm saying? It just keeps on going, man. It just keeps on going. Well, tell me a little bit about that match because I didn't get to see that match at all. I saw the Mikey sidewalk slam at the end on social media. So tell me a little bit about that. I heard AJ walked out there, and that's what happened. They got distracted, and then boom, it was over.
Yeah. American Punk, if I'm not mistaken, had the upper hand on Mikey Yoshe. And he was talking, and all of a sudden AJ walks out there, and he turns on and sees him, and they start talking, and next thing you know, Mikey hit American Punk with that sidewalk slam, and bro.
Dude, I thought it was an earthquake.
I think that ring moves four spots.
All I heard was like, boom, and then I just heard all the crowd go, whoa. And then I saw it on social media, and I'm like, dude, that was vicious. I gotta tell you, man, I think Mikey Yoshe is underrated. Like I've told you, I've seen him wrestle Seen Bodai at a AWS show, and I'm like, man, that was a heck of a match. So, well, give me your thoughts, man. You think Mikey Yoshe should go on his own, or should he stay with the Juggernauts, or what do you think about that team?
Well, you know, I want to give the Jugs another match, and then I want to see what Mikey has to offer in singles.
Yeah,
you know he's putting himself out there for 2024 that this was going to be his year.
Yeah,
and you know I've always loved a good big man that can work and that can move.
Yeah,
and he still can, you know. So, and I'm happy because he comes walking back to the back. He's like, Mike, I like this gym. This is the gym. This is the spot.
Yeah.
I like this place. So, you know, to have the guys like, hey, this is the place to be.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
it says a whole lot. So we got to find some opponents.
And Sean Black, you know, too. So. I saw Sean Black wrestle at UEW against Gil Vasquez, who is Body Count or whatever. They had a match at the old Metroflex for UEW, and hey man, Sean Black is no slouch. I mean, it was a hardcore. I saw him go through a table, still come back, but you know, so he's going to be okay too if they go singles. Now,
did you hear what he said to AJ?
Yes, Negro, put some pants on. I saw that on social media, and that was the first time I saw AJ. He had no comeback. He just
looked the look on his face.
Yeah,
grab him.
You stop saying that.
I mean, it sounded like a sitcom crowd laughing.
Yeah,
that's exactly what it sounded like, and I just could not. I could not stop laughing. Neither
it was
Sean.
Pretty funny. Yeah.
Let me say this. Sean drove. He came from Vegas. Super Bowl party.
Yeah.
He co-hosted a Super Bowl party in Las Vegas and drove all the way back home to be a part of the show. So, Sean Black, if you're listening to this, brother, let me tell you. Folks, let me tell you, this cat right here he's a real one. And, Father, check this out. So I get to church on Sunday, right? And Sister Jordan and Sister Virginia are in the office. And they, Big Mike, come here. And I walk in the office and they go, you know Sean? And I'm like, huh? Sean, he wrestles. I'm like, Sean? I'm like, ball-headed brother? They're like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, Sean Black. We've known Sean since he was young at the pool. I'm like, what? So I got my elders at the church that know Sean. So now I know Sean is a real one because they said nothing but good things about him.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
And my supervisor at work at the gas company knows him.
Yeah. And maybe because of the whole Inglewood connection. Because when somebody came up to me and they said, do you know Sean Black? And I said this.
All right. Yeah.
I already know which one that is. He got on the Boston Celtics jacket.
Yes. All right then. Now. I got to take another quick break. Can you hang on real quick?
Yes, I can.
All right. Hold on. Let's take a quick break. Let me reset. We'll be right back. Hold on, everybody.
Why, hello there, and welcome.
Soundstripe.
I hit the wrong one. Hold on, everybody. Okay, la chingada, pues. You know what? You're going to have to fire your sound guy.
He don't care about pain. He makes no excuses about pain.
He makes no excuses. Anyways, real quick for the people listening, you're here. You're at Scoop Slam Radio. Don't forget you can check out Scoop Slam Radio. We try to do every Tuesday. You know, and it takes everything I have sometimes to get here or whatever. So I feel like Dusty Rhodes because I'm so busy. I'm so busy and so pretty or whatever. But so we try to make it on every Tuesday. But talking a little bit about wrapping up the PWA World Cup and I want to talk about the Rudo Ram SoCal Crazy match or whatever. But Mike and I met on Friday, the day before, which was his birthday. And, you know, we said, because it just started, it was weird. It was weird how this whole thing came about, Mike, because we were going back and forth. Oh, bro, you know, we got this going on. Oh, we got to do this. And the day before is when I just started getting inundated with stuff. Bro, can we want to bring this person? Can we come? And we heard about this. And I need tickets. And what about the? I mean, it just was nonstop. I'm used to that, but not on that level. And then the day of, so many things happened, but it all still came together. And when everything was over, because I didn't get to see too much because, you know, working, which is, it's the business, you know. But I had people coming up to me, including workers, that go, bro, this was a show. And then I had the concession people go, dude, we made such a good night, you know, selling stuff or whatever. Everybody was happy. Everybody wanted something to eat. It was just a happening. And that is what, I mean, I can't speak for Mike, but I mean, that's what we worked for the people, not just the audience that came to see, but the people who were there, you know, hey, this was, you know, that worked there. Dude, one of your workers, I can't remember who he was. He had a hat. There was so much going on. He came up to me and said, hey man, I've never been to a live wrestling show. He goes, this is something I want to be a part of. This was amazing. And I'm like, yeah, bro, it takes a lot or whatever. So he was like proud to be there or whatever. So that's what we're talking about. That's what Mike and I were talking about from the beginning years ago. We're talking maybe almost 3 years ago, you know, it's not just overnight, bro. It was 3 years in the making.
No, this is 5 years in the making.
Yeah,
since 2019.
Yeah, you're
since
right.
Since 2019.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Rome wasn't built in a day.
No, it wasn't. But you know what's funny is, you know, I'm the calm one, and Fabi's the one. He's the one that
gets those nuts. Yeah.
And it's like, he was like, okay, he calls me Saturday morning. About 9 o'clock. Says, got good news, got bad news. I'm like, well, shit, give me the bad news. Okay, heck, he's not going to be there. Okay. What's the good news? Oh, you went, oh, and I got to do a couple cases, but I'll be off by 9:30.
Yeah. And then, dude, I got out a little bit early. It was about between 9 and 9:15 or whatever. I'm like, all right, cool. Then my wife calls me. Hey, my sister was going to come pick me up at the swap meet because we were going to go here and there. But she has to go change my mom's prescriptions. And I was like, can you come pick me up in Cyprus? So I had to drive. I must have passed Metroflex 2 times because I passed it going to Cyprus to pick her up. And then I passed it on the way back. So it was just all kinds of stuff, but I'm used to it, man. I mean, it's just, it's never, and if it is super easy, then that means you're not doing something right. You know what I mean? When people are calling at the last minute because they want to come, that means that something's going on. Now, I got to tell you.
But you know what? I got to say this.
Go ahead.
Shout out.
Oh, yes.
Pastor Leroy Harris for showing up and coming in the back and praying over everything.
Yes.
Because before he walked in there, because this was after 6 o'clock, there was nobody in that place.
Yeah. It was weird.
There was nobody in there. He got done praying over the wrestlers and praying over the event. And the next thing you know, the people just wouldn't stop coming in.
Yeah.
They were just boom, boom.
It was 6 o'clock. You know, the doors opened at 6. So my nephew, the taco lady, had just finished getting set up and she had all the meat ready to go. So he said, hey, can we go get a couple of tacos? I said, yeah, it was just a little after 6 o'clock. Pinky wasn't even there yet, who was supposed to be there at 4. So I'm dying. I'm thinking, dude, if he doesn't show up. So I go out there and there's nobody out there. And so I'm going, oh, my God. You know, I start panicking. And then Pinky comes up. We're talking. So we get the tacos, and we're going to the back, and I'm talking to Pinky. And I'm thinking, dude, I don't – you know. So the first of all, the pastor comes to say the prayer. AJ went to go get Mike a cake because he had bought him a cake for his birthday. And he just like how he was on the radio, effing this and you mother effer and GD this and that. And then you go, well, our pastor would like to say a prayer. And he turns around and looks and goes – I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to, you know, get crazy. It's like, nah, you're all right.
Sorry about my language.
And then I go out the curtain to go to the office, and it's freaking packed. I'm like, dude, it just, and they just, like, talk about, you know how, what they say, California late entrance or whatever, everybody's trying to make a late entrance. It just went, whoop, and it was just packed.
And it
was awesome.
The crazy thing was, you know, we're sticklers. If we say bell time is 7 o'clock,
yeah.
Bell time was 7 o'clock.
Yep.
The people were still coming in. So
yeah.
we actually delayed the first match till 7:15, and
yeah.
that was actually smart because the place was packed.
Yeah.
And what made it even that much better was we had to go and get other chairs because we had to fill in the back
yeah.
row
yep.
with more chairs.
Yeah,
you know
that was
mean?
Great.
And we ran out of chairs.
Yeah. That's a good thing. When you got to start telling the wrestlers, hey, let me get a couple of your chairs because we got some people that have to come and sit down. But real quick, Mike, because we're running up against the clock, I want to go over two matches, okay, before
yes,
we get
two.
Out of here. Now, I saw on social media, again, because I was in the back. I'll send it to you. Somebody sent it to me. On the fourth match, Rudo Ram and SoCal Crazy worked a spot. They locked up, boom, boom, boom. Rudo Ram gets inside, flips him over or whatever, and the crowd goes, oh, whatever. And he stands up and he goes, that's all I got. So they SoCal Crazy throws him in. He gives him a tackle. He doesn't get him down. He gives him another tackle. Boom. So on the third one, he runs both ropes. Boom, hits him. Bam, Rudo Ram goes down. He falls out. I'm going to send it to you. He falls out of the ring. And he's like, oh, my God, or whatever. And I heard somebody go, that's the most exercise that body's had in the last 15 years. And I'm cracking up. So, anyways, it got all crazy or whatever at the end. And I guess him and Kiyokara or whatever had something going on. So she did a little dive off the ring apron. So when they got back in, the only two that were left were Nicolette and Kiyokara. So Rudo Ram comes behind him, bacatelas, he smacks her and puts her in the full Nelson. Puts her in the full Nelson. Nicolette comes for the spear. She moves out of the way. Boom. She spears Rudo Ram. And I think Kiyokara was the one who got the pin because he was down. At first I thought it was SoCal, but Kiyokara ended up getting the pin. So I think that's why he was saying she cheated or whatever. He thought it was SoCal Crazy, but I think he was so embarrassed that he got speared by Nicolette and got covered by Kiyokara. That's what led to all the mayhem, right?
He was discombobulated from the spear.
Yeah. So,
he had the wind knocked out of him.
Yeah, so a lot of people, you know, that was right before intermission, so a lot of people walking around, and, you know, they were taking pictures, and everybody was happy. So we go to intermission, everybody recuperates, we go back, and then we get to Rickster and Guy Cool. Now, I knew that was going to be a good match because they've done tags, but that was the first time that they were going one-on-one. Now, that's the only part I got to see. I saw Rickster jump on top of Guy Cool's back, and then he jumped up and gave him a curb stomp from there, and I heard the people just thought he was dead or whatever. So talk a little bit about that match. Mm-hmm. I knew it was going to be crazy, but tell me how crazy it was.
They went at it. I mean, that was – I really enjoyed that match a lot because it was give and take. It was back and forth. You know, you really didn't know who was going to come out on top. You know, Guy Cool gave, Rickster took and gave back. And it was like a prize fight, man. Up until creepy-ass Casey Fiennes.
Yeah, where'd
walking.
He come from?
Dude, I guess he came from the back because he walked through all the weights. And then he just went and he just stood there. He stood there, and then, end of the match, he hopped up on the apron and caught Guy Cool off guard, which cost Guy Cool the match. So Guy Cool's pissed. So, you know, he went back in the back, and he cut a promo, and he's like, he wants Casey Phoenix back. Yeah. So, and of course, Casey Phoenix can't talk. He just stood there laughing.
Well, I mean,
I'm like,
dude, what does that tell you? I mean, I knew who Casey Phoenix was. I've seen him at OCCW. But then again, that just goes to tell you that he heard about the show and without even, because he doesn't talk at all, said, bro, I want to be a part of this. I want to, because I didn't even know he came out. I didn't even know that that's what happened at the end. And then I saw him, and in my mind I'm thinking, did Mike book Casey Phoenix or something like that? And then Mike goes, I don't know what the hell he's doing here. But he walked out there, and he screwed up the match. But see, that just goes to show you that they want to be a part of it. So now he's pretty smart. I think because Guy Cole's like, dude, yeah, let's do it. But then Rickster said, hey, man, let them do whatever they want. But I'm, you know, I won that match. I'm ready for some competition or whatever. So like they threw Shun Skywalker around and just that just it just was another level. Right.
Yeah. You know, I'm in my head, you know, I'm going to put this out there in the atmosphere. Bobby, catch it if you can.
Uh-huh.
Rickster and Gino, I told you so.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay.
Let me put this right here.
Okay.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
You know, maybe we can get him out here and he can work a double shot. I know he's worked for Relentless Pro. I think he worked Danny Limelight Rivera over there. And he also worked Koto Hiro over there, so that's a very, very distinct possibility. But Mike, one more quick break. Tell me who, and then we'll take another break. Go ahead.
Or Rickster and Koto Hiro.
Yeah, was that you that said that?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I think you said that at the show.
I said that Saturday night. Saturday night. I said that.
So the wheels are already spinning.
Yep.
All right, let me take a quick break so we can wrap this bad boy up. We'll be right back. Hang on, everybody.
Soundstripe. Soundstripe.
This is the last show that you're gonna hear that, because with what I got on this new box or whatever that I'm still working with, it reminds me of when, remember what's it called, the Nutty Professor? He goes, "This hot cleans my colon." I got something like that. So because I only have very few in this one, but I got a whole bunch in that one. And Mike too, we got to have that thing where we sit down and I show you how to work it, because the one Mike has a whole bunch of different things that can do on us. So we got to do a little in service on that. But anyways, Mike, you know, I got to get out of here at 8 o'clock, but I got to get here at 8 o'clock because I got a phone meeting with Jimmy from JWO. Cause you know, when they hear, he was there and he's like, bro, you know, let's work something. Come on down. You know, let's do a live broadcast or let's bring, you know, something or whatever. So I'm going to talk to him. So in a nutshell, just wrap it up, Mike, because I would say that it was I don't want to say a success. I want to say an extreme success, because it went above and beyond what I thought it was going to be. When we met on Friday, I was like, bro, I think this is going to be it, dude. And I didn't have any idea how big it was going to get till I actually saw it.
Well, we're going to end the show on this. I gave you your props on Saturday, but I got to do it now on the radio show. The hardest working man in pro wrestling right now is probably the man that's producing this show, Bobby Kilo. He's put in the time, he's had the patience and the passion to do this. And we knew this was going to happen. It was just, you know, how bad did we really want it to come to fruition?
Right.
How bad did we really want it? Because we were not, now that it's over with, we could be honest with everybody, we were out to prove ourselves.
Yeah.
To everybody that we could do this. And we just showed everybody that we're here. And we have a whole lot more to give. So you guys get ready because PWA is coming. And we're coming strong.
Well, when we have a meeting on Friday, and it's you and I, and we talk about it and say, look, man, this is what we got going on. We got to get this done, blah, blah, blah. And then we have a meeting on the Monday after to talk about what went well and what we need to work on or whatever. And AJ Mana shows up out of nowhere and is like, bro, let's keep moving forward. That also tells you, hey, man, you know, it's something that people want to get involved in. But as you can attest to, Mike, it was not easy. I mean, we went through a lot just to get there.
It wasn't, but here's what I think is the biggest thing I got out of this, is the fact that the wrestlers are starting to catch on.
Right.
And the wrestlers are starting to understand what it is we're trying to do.
Right.
And when they see what we see, and then together we go out and we provide the type of entertainment that we just provided last Saturday, there's no room for us to go but up. So, you know, and it was, I'll end it like this. At WrestleCon, Kevin Sullivan told me, you get these young guys to feed into your vision and you'll have something, kid. And I think we're moving in the right direction.
Yeah.
We're getting the guys on board finally.
And Mike, it's not, don't let the people be deceived. You and I we butt heads constantly.
Oh,
I mean, I'm constantly telling Michael, well, you know, bro, I think I want to do this. And I'm like, Mike, are you pooping money or something? I don't know. Nah, bro, but I go, dude. And we do go back and forth. You know what I mean? But it's just, it's just because we want it to be where we want it to be. And that's, you know, exactly what happened. So we're going to, Mike and I talked yesterday. I got two more major commitments that I got. Then I'll be in the office, you know, full time or whatever. And we could do a little bit more with the podcast, because there's some sponsorships out there now that they got to see what it was. Now they want to get involved. So there's a lot more work that's going to go into it. So for the people listening to us on Scoop Slam Radio, we even thought about that, huh, Mike? I go, Scoop Slam, what are we, Raisin Bran?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
No, I'm about to Scoop Slam you. We even butted heads on that. But anyways, that's the game plan, you know, to bring this show to another level, you know, to where people are going to be like, hey, you know, let me get on this podcast so we can push this out there and people start to see. So it's just going to be moving forward for there. So Mike, congrats, bro. I knew it was there. I knew that even though I was on your ASS every 10 seconds, that it was going to come through. I'm very proud of what we put together on that show. And it couldn't have been, you know, it couldn't have been without you. Couldn't have been without me. Couldn't have been without Nicolette, Brittany. You know, we, even though we all butt heads and say, hey, you know what, disagree on this and that, it all came together on that night. And I think that's what we wanted, right?
Yes, exactly. I couldn't say it better.
Dude, I look forward to the future. So with that being said, for the people listeners, don't forget every Tuesday from 7, we try to get out of here between 8:15. Sometimes we'll go to 8:30, but I got to get out because, just like I said, people ready to you know, do some work with us. So we'll definitely be there. Mike, any last words before we get out of here?
No, I just, you know, I say this, those that are listening to us, we're going to start putting a number up so you guys can call in and give us some ideas on what it is you want to see, what it is you like about us, what you don't like.
We don't care
about the criticism.
The number out there, and Nicolette put the number out there on social media, but a lot of times people are scared to call in. You know, they're like, well, I don't know if I'm going to be on the radio. I'm, dude, just like we're talking now, just call in.
Yeah.
We appreciate the feedback, so we'll put that out on social media for sure. So, all right, Mike, I'll see you soon. We'll keep pushing forward,
all right, bro.
And we'll see everybody next week.
All right, guys. See you guys later.
All right.